Welcome back. I am here with Vanita Sivamani. She is the founder of DermVita. How you doing, Vanita?
Great. How are you, Mark?
Good. Thank you for joining us. What is DermVita?
We are a skincare education company, but we're kind of like WebMD in terms of health and medicine, but 2.0. So we personalize, we get really clear on regimens for people, we do ingredient analysis of products. So it's everything to guide people on how to make the best decisions for their skin.
Aha. So who is your customer?
We work directly with the public, actually. So we have training programs for practitioners, but our main audience is actually like parents who have children with eczema or men and women who just want to know how to age gracefully.
Aha.
All those types of questions.
How do you provide coaching directly to them and then they pay you? What's your business model look like?
So twofold. One, consumers can come directly to the site and either purchase courses or products. So we have an affiliate marketplace. And then the other way is actually directly with product companies. So they sponsor programs for us. We have a big event coming up with a lot of sponsors. So they're backing our education.
Well, let's talk about that event. What's going? What's happening? I know there's something going on downtown Sacramento. Tell us about it.
So Saturday, October 20th, today, Sheraton Grand Sacramento, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., we have a skincare wellness fair. It is open to the public, and it's really a great place to do several things. One, shop, get in those early holiday gifts. There's an awesome marketplace, a lot of really cool mom-and-pop local shops that I think people don't even realize exist here, so we're pretty excited about that. We'll have a team of dermatologists and all of our alternative medicine practitioners, so you can go ask them your questions that you've got burning on your mind. And then lastly, we have a couple keynote speakers, we have goodie bags, raffle prizes. It's all going to be there.
Sounds like a fun time. I'm wondering about what most people think about when they think of their skin, right? Is it mostly guys and they want to look younger like me? I'm an old man. I want to look younger. Get rid of the wrinkles. What's the most common concern or need for somebody thinking about their skin?
So according to the surveys we've put out for people coming, number one concern is anti-aging. And we do expect mostly women. So that's who tends to gravitate towards what we do. Although we have a lot of male readership on our website, but for this particular event, mostly women are attending because they can do things like get free makeup consultations. So there's a lot around.
It sounds like it's going to be a good place for me to go down there if there's going to be a lot of women down there, down in downtown Sacramento. So anybody who's out there, though, that's a guy, seriously, though, is there something for a guy out there if you wanted to come?
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is totally co-ed. We welcome guys to come. Really, there really will be dermatologists, Chinese medicine, naturopaths, Ayurveda, Indian medicine. So particularly if you've got something you're struggling with, maybe something new that's arisen or something that nobody's been able to figure out yet, that's the kind of thing that, you know, you could really come and learn more.
Yeah. Well, you're an early stage company. We talked about you pitching at the King's Capitalize. I know I've judged that in the past. I've emceed it. Talk to us about the stage that your company's at right now. Are you still raising money? Are you fully funded?
You were a great judge, by the way. That was a fun night. No, we are still raising. So what we've done actually is bootstrap to date. So we've put in all the investment. All of my dermatologists, I founded the company with dermatologists. So them, their colleagues, their mentors have all contributed. We've had almost 200 authors at this point over the last couple years who either write articles or teach. And then outside of that, really, it's just been marketing and working directly with the company. So we've not had to do a seed round yet, but that's just because we have awesome, awesome sponsors. Burt's Bees, Pfizer, you know.
Interesting. So what challenges, like thinking about entrepreneurship, right? It's never easy. You start off with this big dream and you go, but then you run into these obstacles. What are the biggest obstacles that you're running into and you ran into and maybe you've even overcome?
Yeah. So number one is definitely, you know, we are still fundraising. So one thing, we'll revisit that again next year. Because one of the things we've learned is that it's important to hit certain milestones before it makes sense to go out and raise. So for us, we learned a lot this last year. And we're going to get back at it next year. But number two for us, one of the biggest challenges is around, we are a tech-based company, so being able to find tech talent that can work really well with our medical talent. Mm-hmm. And that's just a process. You've got to have the right team at the right stages in your business. And so we've been learning and growing through all of that.
Advice, people who are starting off, and you're talking about, I'm thinking about the metrics, right? A lot of people, you say these milestones. What are these milestones? And maybe advice advice on how, I'm sure other people are going to run into these milestones as well. Is this revenue based or is this number of users? What kind of challenges are there?
Yeah, both. So my biggest advice there is go start pitching early, like way before you really want to start raising, because you're going to learn the truth. Like, we went out there thinking that we were pretty solid, looking pretty good. And we went down to Silicon Valley and kind of, you know, got a little beat up and bruised because they just see startups 10 times. You know, they see so many great startups and some were way ahead of us. And so that's, I think, just a really good learning lesson is put it out there early so that you can quickly identify. Because they sat down and said to me, you know, we love what you're doing. We get that. You know, we believe integrated medicine is the future. And a lot of people get that. But they said, these are the things we want to see.
When you say beat up and bruised, right? Yeah. You go to the Silicon Valley. We all know there's a ton of venture capital there. There's a little bit here in Sacramento. Why are they more ruthless out there? Yeah. It's more straightforward. Describe the difference.
Yeah, a little more straightforward. It's kind of like Shark Tank on crack.
Okay.
So they, you know, they're just very, very honest and it's very quick. You know, okay. You get your 1 or 2 minutes and then they let you know what they think because they feel like they've seen a million other models just like that. And so it is helpful. So one of the things for us was number of users. They wanted to see more of that. They wanted to see more returning users, which I thought was interesting because I was always going for growth, growth, growth. And now people want engagement and things like a subscription model or some sort of recurring revenue.
Yeah. So, okay. So what stage are you at in terms of creating revenue and working toward profitability?
That's exactly our focus. So we've done pretty well in terms of becoming thought leaders and working a lot with industry leaders. And so now we're trying to convert that into having users return. We're building more tools that make them sticky and engage on the site, and then hopefully convert to actually purchasing the things that we
Well, thinking
offer.
About you and your philosophy, are there people that have mentored you along the way? Are there people who have had a big influence on you and your success?
Definitely. So we've done a couple of accelerators. We did go through Jack Crawford's Impact Venture Accelerator. We went through Fourth Wave. Mm-hmm. With Cheryl, Nancy, and Tracy. And then more recently, we did one called SAC Lead, a smaller nonprofit-based one. So each time we go out and do that, we get to focus on different things. So one accelerator focused a lot on our pitch. The other one focused a lot more on brand and PR. How do you position, target the right customers, and serve them? So each time we go through one of those programs, we learn a lot. And then, you know, we get a lot of support from mentors in the community.
Yeah. Well, we talk about getting the word out, right? You have these events. What about influencer marketing, how do you reach people outside the Sacramento area?
Yeah, so that's something that's starting to pick up for us actually through events like this. So we have some influencers coming from LA, from the Bay Area, and all around Sacramento with slightly different aspects. So some are in the health space, some are in the beauty space, some are in the nutrition space. So it's just been really fun to get them on board. And they have followings from a few thousand to almost a million on YouTube, Instagram.
Well, you're becoming an influential person as well. Didn't you just win something called 40 Under 40? Talk to us about that. How did that feel?
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. Yes. So, you know, the Business Journal every year selects 40 young professionals in Sacramento under the age of 40. So I was very honored to be selected as one this year. And, you know, for me, that's just really a testament of the fact that two things. One, Sacramento does believe in its entrepreneurs, which is really exciting because, you know, we're working hard here to make a difference. And secondly, you know, it just means that we're starting to grow and we feel like we've gone from an idea to an actual business and now we want to grow.
So was there a breakthrough moment when you suddenly realized, you know, everything's going to be all right?
Oh,
Talk
goodness.
To us about that.
I'll let you know when that happens.
I love it. Thank you for coming on, sharing your story. Vanita, she's the founder of Dermbrita. She's obviously building this exceptional company, but she's staying very humble along the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better, and let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.